She was not even sure of the hotel's name. Perhaps Callum was still looking for her. She vaguely remembered reading that you were supposed to stay put if you wanted to be found, but she decided that it was best to set out for the hotel. The receptionist might remember her and let her have a room key. The crowds had doubled in size, and, attempting to retrace her steps across the square, she brushed against several people. Finding herself in a street of unfamiliar pubs and nightclubs, she knew she had taken a wrong turn. She returned to the haven of the cinema. A woman approached, her pink face framed by an immaculate hairdo. Hanging from her shoulder was an expensive-looking handbag. "Are you all right, dear?"
"I'm okay," said Anne automatically. "Well, actually, I'm not. I'm lost. I don't have any money, and I'm not sure of the name of my hotel."
"Come down on the train, have you?"
"Don't worry. I've helped plenty of girls like you. I'll find you somewhere to stay, and we'll take it from there."
She grasped Anne's hand. Anne shook herself free and kicked the woman hard in the shins. The woman swore and hobbled away. Shaken by the encounter, Anne decided that she would have to make a more determined effort to find the hotel.